This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is away for a couple more days. So the $829 billion 10-year health care plan has made it out of the Senate Finance Committee. That happened yesterday, a major victory for the Obama administration. But lots of you still have questions and concerns. So we brought back our friend David Herzenhorn, congressional correspondent for The New York Times, to answer some of them. David, take a listen to this question.
This is Tim from Woodbridge. I have very good health care. I don't have any problems with my coverage. I want to know two things. How much is this going to cost me in increases in my federal taxes, which you know they're going to go up, even though everybody says they're not? And how much is this going to cost me or my employer as far as being taxed against my health coverage?
David, how much is his premium going to go up?
Well, we don't know how much his premium is going to go up, and whether he gets taxed will depend on how pricey a health insurance plan he has, and if the Senate bill passes, right? The Senate bill calls for taxing expensive health care plans above $8,000 for individuals, $21,000 for families. So that's one way somebody might get taxed. Also, if you earn more than $1 million and the House version of the bill gets passed, there will be an income surtax. That's the way the House looks to pay for this. But in general, unless you're a medical device maker, an insurer, some sort of entity in the healthcare sector, you're not supposed to see direct tax increases in this bill.
Okay, so here's another question for you.
My question is about chemical dependency and alcohol dependency treatment and whether or not those things are adequately covered within the plans that are being offered or that are being worked on.
David?
So we don't know the full parameters of the insurance plans that would be offered under the law. What will basically happen is that insurers will design those plans hoping to attract customers meeting certain requirements that the law sets out, including minimum benefits levels. What the law says, as far as I know, about substance abuse coverage is that the plans have to comply with existing law, which basically now means, as a result of the Wellstone Act passed last year, that if an insurance policy covers substance abuse, it can't cover it less or treat it differently than other health issues that it covers. But if a plan doesn't cover that to begin with, there doesn't seem to be anything in the law that would force plans to do that, although many of the plans, again, this will be private insurance, right, offered through these government marketplaces or exchanges. Those private plans may well offer those kinds of services because it will attract customers.
Okay, so one quick last one. Donald emails us, aren't the supporters of this bill worried that there's all this pressure to pass it now, but most of the reforms don't begin until 2013? They're going to have to go through two elections with nothing to show about it after making all of this fuss. David?
Yeah, they're not worried. They should be. Certainly there are advantages and disadvantages to that, right? And the Democrats are trying to compile lists of things that will kick in sooner. And there are changes that will happen much faster than all of the main provisions which kick in 2013. Some of the new regulations on the insurance market, some requirements that will help small businesses with insurance kick in a bunch sooner. But I think your questioner is right. I mean, a lot can happen between now and when most of this takes effect.
And Delmond also points out that they've said the bill pays for itself, but that's only because the projections include 10 years of revenue but only 7 years of expense.
Well, again, certain of the fees kick in at different times. But yes, federal budgeting, we all know, is as much art as it is science, and it's a 10-year window. So, again, if you want to quibble with the whole budget process, you can quibble with the whole budget process. Overall, the scorekeepers say, this plan will reduce future
deficits. Okay.
Folks, yeah.
David Herzenhorn is the congressional correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.